I am a slave.
No, help is not the word. The word is Nusrat. Nusrat is not help. It means victory. He says, I'm fighting you not for the victory even. I'm told to fight you, period. Spirituality is here to fight with my animal part. No bargain over there. It's not that, okay, I punish the animal, but sometimes I have to give it a gift. That carrot and a stick stuff is not here. No bargaining. Do you remember we talked about it? He said, this is like a blade. A good blade which sharply divide good and bad. This is how you should have it. So here, what is he saying? As long as I'm here, I'll fight you, and I'm not thinking about the victory. Why? Why?
Because victory would be his, and he's fighting for
honor. Good wording, but do you make sense to me? What?
Because the breath.
You forgot. I'm asking because I just told you with the first paragraph. I don't care about the victory because I don't bring the victory. I only bring the message and we have to work for it. Victory comes from there. That's Bas is the victory. I don't choose. I just knock the door. My beloved will open the door. I know that the love arrives, not that I grab it. I know it happens like that, so I don't care about the victory. This is my being. My existence, as long as I live, is fighting. This is how sharp it should be. I'm not talking about you towards your attitude. You're understanding, you understand that all the bargaining comes from that ego. There is no bargain here. Something is either good or bad. Yes?
I will fight till the decision of God comes to pass. He separates every adversary from an adversary.
I don't know if you add to ego somehow. He said, I'll fight you until the decision of God comes. That word of decision is doesn't make sense to me. Does it to you? He's a Hokm. Do you remember Hokm? Hikmat, wisdom is Hikmat, and the fellow is Hakim. You will say, the Hokm of God will come. Yes, it is the order. Yes, it could be the interpreted to decision, but it's more than that. He said, I will fight you till that hikmat will arrive, that knowledge will arrive, enlightenment will happen, because he will separate us. The enemies will be divided by that hikmat. Yes, it's Hokm. Yeah.
The reply of Pharaoh to Moses and the coming of a divine revelation.
Cut it short. That was one argument explaining. This was explaining. Moses is like this in you. Pharaoh is like this. Moses should be like this. Pharaoh should be like this. Now the answer of Pharaoh. Here you will have complicated conversation, because the next one is to give him time. God will tell Moses, okay, give him time, let's see what it will last. Because God gives the animal time. This is what they receive, billions of years, right? And God is very patient with them. Why? Because they are not responsible. They have no Moses. They have no enlightenment. In this, you will see the paragraph will be again long. We will talk about that time. What is that time? We'll say, you know what? Let me tell you about time. You spend some time to learn something, then spend some time to forget that. Isn't that silly? These are how you waste your time, and so on we see. So let's hear the answer of Pharaoh.
The reply of Pharaoh to Moses, and the coming of a divine revelation to Moses, on whom be peace. He said, Nay, thou must appoint a certain respite. Do not give cajoleries. Do not talk vain things. At once the high God made him.
Do not give
cajoleries.
Means what? And in Persian, there is something which is riding the wind. Riding the wind means doing nonsense, because you cannot ride the wind. Yeah.
At once the high God made a revelation to him, saying, give him an ample respite. Be not afraid of that.
Which verse was this? The second one? Yeah?
Yeah.
Look at the title. What's the answer of Pharaoh? Pharaoh just one verse, then Vahy comes in. God is talking. He wanted just to separate it. Say, okay, the Pharaoh needs that time. And listen, what is the judgment? This is the hikmat about your ego who is looking for time here. Yes.
Willingly give him these 40 days, that he may bethink him of diverse plots.
Means what?
He can be clever at that time.
Listen, imagine I'm the God. No, that means. And I'm sitting, and Moses is fighting the Pharaoh, and Moses is an impasse. The Pharaoh will say, give me time. And this is the Moses who said, I'm the slave, I'm connected, I do whatever he says. Why should I say, okay, give it time? Wasn't that enough for the story? But listen what God says here. Because don't go with the happening of the story to miss this point. He's making a point in here that the Pharaoh needs time, and you should give it to him. It will be given to him. Why? Why not? What are you afraid of? Why are you frightened? Don't you remember? You shouldn't think about the victory or loss. You should think about the challenge. So the God is explaining it to you. This is Rumi talking to you, explaining it, that first of all, give him time, a lot, mutasir, means not that give him a little bit of time, give him a lot of time and do not be afraid. Give him 40 days. 40 days mean how much?
A lot.
You remember 40 thieves, 40 is from 40 nights? 40. Give him 40 days and let him do all the tricks that he could, because he's here to play that role and it's supposed to be like that. Yes?
Let him endeavor, for I am not asleep. Bid him advance quickly. I have barred the way in front.
Because you are fighting here at the beginning of the path, and I'm controlling the last part of it. So let him try, because this is what the game is. If you don't let him try, what will happen? Let's say suddenly God will decide that no. Then what? then nothing. Then there is no enlightenment. We'll be obedient like animals. We will not be responsible. We are responsible because time has been given to our ego to try all of that. We could do even mistakes. Don't worry about it. It's not that I do a mistake and I'm doomed forever. I'm a changing self. I'm trying to better myself. Yes, the ego has its own opportunity. Yes?
I will confound all their devices, and I will reduce to little that which they increase. Let them fetch water, and I will make fire. Let them get honey and sweets, and I will make it bitter. Let them join in a bond of love, and I will destroy it. I will do that which they conceive not. Have thou no fear, and give him a lengthy respite. Bid him bring together his host and prepare 100 devices.
In all the paragraph, God was talking to you, but the title was saying that this is the answer of the Pharaoh. Because the answer of the Pharaoh is irrelevant. Pharaoh was doing one thing only. What? Bargaining again. The answer of the bargaining is this. Here, the game is different. The end of the game is controlled by someone else. Moses knows that. So he will say, I don't even think about the victory. But Pharaoh doesn't. So Pharaoh is counting on himself. You say, this man, we count on the other side. You cannot be there with cheating. So no matter what the cheating is preparing my ego, I will fight it. Because if this Pharaoh could go there, then who am I? The Moses. The spirit is here to be active, and this is the field of action. He explained you that. In here, you are the slave, volunteer one, to work for goodness. The goodness doesn't happen because you try. Goodness comes from there because it's good and it's a gift. So we don't talk about victory here. We talk about the joy of this challenge. We know we are challenging ourselves, and we know that the victory belongs to Ha. No doubt about that. Period. Yes. Now let's hear all the tricks of this fellowship in you.
How Moses, on whom be peace, gave Pharaoh a respite that he might assemble the magicians from the cities.
Okay, you know this story. Everyone knows this story, I hope. Okay, in this story, why? Why this possibility should be handed to Pharaoh to bring all these sorcerers to fight Moses? You tell me.
It makes it way more interesting. You've got everything there.
Yes. In a way, it is very interesting. But what is the outcome? What good could come out of it?
Everyone's connected at that
point. You forgot. You forgot the story. All the sorcerers are not bad. There are some sorcerers. There are some tricks. There are some knowledge that are good. They should be divided, separated. How? You will hear this story here now. That when Pharaoh calls all the sorcerers that, come, I will pay you so and so, I will give you one villa, a private boat, and I don't know what and what. Everybody will run, except two brothers. Why two? They cannot be one because